Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is the head of HoopsWire.com. He has a story out right now. Cavaliers can only burn Game 4 tape. Focus on what must be the winning streak of all streaks. And that's the truth. They need three in a row. He's our buddy Sam Amico. Hello, Sam.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Sammy.
We're kicking it around today and not really enjoying it very much. First of all, how in the world do you win game three and look so good doing it, never trail, lead by as many as 26, and then come out the way you came out in game four and never have it get better? How does that happen?
That's the question of the year. We've seen this not just with the Cavs, but throughout the NBA playoffs, where inexplicably teams just have a meltdown. And that was the Cavs in game four. The good news is I truly believe there's no such thing as momentum in the NBA playoffs. Look at the Denver Nuggets, got blown out in what, game two, and then come back and bounce back and win game three, So the Cavs pretty much win convincingly game three, meltdown game four. So I don't know how that happened. It was clearly a lack of focus, a lack of they just didn't look ready. I mean, the very first possession, Darius Garland dribbles the ball off his foot out of bounds. And that was, it was telling of what the rest of the night would be. So it's hard to explain how something like that happens in such a big moment, but it does.
All right, we were sitting around trying to figure out what they did okay, and after reading your story, I see that you felt like they dribbled okay. Congratulations, Cavs. You dribbled okay.
Just okay.
But, yeah. Especially when you talk about the very first possession going off your guard's foot out of bounds. Give me any kind of confidence level. I forget about game six or seven because they don't really even exist. Can they come back and win game five?
Yeah, absolutely. You won game three, right? And you're at home. You're going to be energized. I would think that you would really be determined to respond after taking one on the chin. And I think that this, you can't write a team off after one game, I wouldn't think. They have won gone on winning streaks of 15 games, 16 games, 12 games. You know, the thing that's concerning is maybe this is just a terrible matchup, number one. Number two, you're a little obviously they're incredibly banged up now with Donovan Mitchell joining Darius Garland, you know, and Evan Mobley had his issue with the ankle. So there are those concerns, but they figured it out before. They figured it out most of the regular season. And I think they can figure it out now for one game at home. Yes, absolutely.
Sam Amico joining us. HoopsWire.com is where you can read all of Sam's work. I'm a little perplexed by this because certainly in game two with Hunter and Garland and Mobley sitting out, you needed Donovan Mitchell to have a superb game, and he did. He took a lot of shots. In the first three games of this series, he took 30, 30, and 29 shots. He only took 27 or more shots four times, Sam, during the regular season. So that's seven games total where he's taken 27 or more shots. They're 2-5 in those games. And to me, it kind of goes back to last year where it's like, okay, we'll move the ball and run a better offense like they did all regular season long. I have a hard time getting mad about him taking so many shots because I think he's kind of had to in the playoffs. But clearly, that's not a recipe for this team to succeed, is it?
That's a great point. I mean, if they're going to win game five, you've got to go back to the ball zipping and moving. That's what they did pretty much in game three. Even though Mitchell had a huge night that night, I felt like most of that came within the flow of the offense. Not all of it. Some of it was one-on-one that he felt the need to do. But they've got to go. You're right. The basketball moved. The scoring was balanced during the season. Now, there's been some issues there, obviously. You're not getting any production from Ty Jerome, who was huge in the regular season. You're not getting enough offense from DeAndre Hunter and some other spots. So it's been a whole lot of what we saw last year against Orlando, too much of it, which is too much dribbling, too much looking around and trying to find an open man. And not just moving the ball until something opens up. So I would think that that would be their game plan for game five because they do not do well defensively when they're not clicking on offense.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Sam, your thoughts on Donovan Mitchell, and, you know, it sounds like he's going to be a game-time decision for tomorrow night. I thought the Cavs left him out high and dry in the second half by not saying anything until about, what, 4 minutes to go in third quarter, because TV was saying, the Cavs aren't saying anything to us. We don't know what's going on. What's the situation? So, and, you know, fans are all like, oh, he just doesn't want to play because they're losing by 40, yet they forget that he missed the end of the regular season with an ankle injury, and then you see the video while it's on TV. So just give me the whole big picture, because I don't think the Cavs helped him out from a PR standpoint by not saying anything. Even if they would have just come out after he left and said he's being evaluated, they're working on him right now, they would have saved him some grief from fans that just wanted to bury him.
Yeah, I think he's going to play. I have no insight on that, but he came out and told Cleveland.com and The Athletic last night, I'll see you Tuesday night. Mm. You know, I think that it would really take a lot for him not to play. Now, the question is he going to be Donovan Mitchell that we know and love here in Cleveland? Mm. That's the question. You know, Darius Garland with his toe, I thought in game three was very, you know, was a warrior in that game and came through and played 25 big minutes. I thought Darius Garland did well last night, but they need Mitchell to be something close to himself. He's not sitting out because he doesn't want to play or because they're down 41. I think the Cavs made that decision like, well, he's doubtful to return, but guess what? We're down 41 points, so we're not bringing him back into this. Let's get him, you know, treatment, get him ready for game five.
Sam Amico is joining us from hoopswire.com. There's still another game to be won by Indiana before this series is over. So I think the Cavs are capable of winning three straight games. That said, if you're Kobe Altman, if you're Mike Gansey, and you've watched what happened in this series, let's forget the Miami series because the Heat phoned it in for two games, and you've watched what's happened in this series, what have you learned about your team so far? Anything that makes you think drastic things in the offseason?
I don't think there's anything drastic. I don't think there's a lot you can do because of the aprons and all that. You know, they're kind of up against it salary-wise. You could certainly make some trades, but I don't know, you know, that you're going to make a great improvement with trades, right? You know, you don't just trade guys to trade them. I think that it's pretty clear that you need to get another big guy who can play. Now, it doesn't have to be an all-star, but it, you know, Kendrick Perkins came out and said the other day, the Cavs need, in his words, a goon, you know, and I think that they do. They need another physical big to relieve Allen and Mobley for 15 minutes a night and come in and be physical. I think that's what we've learned from this series so far. You know, and I think win or lose, win three straight games and win the series, I still think that that's going to be one of their offseason priorities. But aside from that, it's hard to project exactly what they need because I just think that you have to see how this series plays out, first of all, and you know, make changes if you have to make any according to that. But right now, to me, it's like, look, this, you win game five. I don't look at it like you got to win three games in a row, guys. I look at it like you win game five, you go to Indiana and steal game six. You got to win two in a row. Game seven in your building theoretically takes care of itself.
In theory.
So you've got to win
next
two.
Got to get there.
Give me your assessment of the coaching battle in this series.
No, it's been great. I mean, it's really been great. We saw Kenny Atkinson come out, and I only look at games three and four because You didn't have Darius Garland game one. You didn't have Garland Mobley or Hunter game two. So that's, you know, that's really tying Kenny Atkinson's hands. Game three, fully staffed, came out with that great zone defense, that 3-2. And then you see game four, well, the Pacers made a great adjustment to that. What we saw very early in game four, which the Cavs are going to have to avoid, is the Pacers attacking that 3-2 zone with Evan Mobley up top by pinning Max Strus under the basket against Miles Turner or Siakam. So I think if we see a zone in this game, a 3-2, it's probably going to be Mobley and Allen under the hoop to counter what Indiana has done. But I just think both coaches are excellent coaches and have done a great job at making adjustments. So we're going to see, you know, what's Kenny Atkinson, how's he going to counter tomorrow night?
He's Sam Amico. He's from HoopsWire.com, and we thank him very much. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Sammy.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you soon.
Sam joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.